What do you do when evil hits close to home and everything in you screams for payback? Romans 12 says, never take your own revenge. But that doesn't mean ignoring injustice or watering down truth. In this devotional, we'll look at what it really means to leave room for the wrath of God while still standing boldly in the public square. Stay with me and discover how to hand revenge back to God, walk free from bitterness, and overcome evil with good. Let's dive in. Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. That is FPIW.org or FPIWaction.org. Hey, I hope you're having a fabulous Saturday as we get into God's Word and we transform our hearts from the inside out. And so if you are part of this community, thank you so very much for joining us daily for these devotions. We are going to be in Romans chapter 12, starting in verse 17 in just a few moments. But if you're enjoying this series, Living Transformed, a Romans 12 roadmap, I want to encourage you to subscribe, like, share, or comment. And if you're in that Washington Defender app, place this inside of your huddle. Finally, our question for today is, what would it look like for you to trust God, even if with your vengeance, or wanting revenge? So we're talking about evil right now. And how do we handle evil? If you're a financial partner with FPIW or FPIW Action, thank you so very much for your generosity. That is how we handle these hard topics, like what do we do when we want to take revenge or evil in our world? So let's dive in. Romans chapter 12, verse 17. Never pay back evil for evil to anyone. Respect what is right in the sight of all men. If possible, so far as it depends on you, be at peace with all men. Now here's our verse. Never take your own revenge, beloved, but leave room for the wrath of God. For it is written, vengeance is mine. I will repay, says the Lord. But if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him a drink. For in so doing, you reap burning coals on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. So the first thing we see here in Romans chapter 12, verse 19, is never take your own revenge. Woo! That is difficult. Have you ever thought about this? Because, I mean, so many people get so hurt in political realms or when it comes to government, those kind of things, and it is so easy to want to have our own revenge. And he says, never take your own revenge. Let that sink in. In your public square today, maybe a boss or a manager or someone has treated you incorrectly. Are you trying to take your own vengeance? Are you leaving room for the wrath of God? See, the problem that we have in the government realm and working with all these things is we go from one extreme to the other. We either think, I've got to handle it and do it my way, because if I relinquish it, God won't handle it well. Do you trust God? Is God better at, you know, making sure that righteousness and holiness and truth prevail better than you? Or do you have to do it yourself? So he starts out, never take your own revenge. And he says, beloved. He tells him, I love you so very much, and God loves you so very much. God, when we understand that as brothers and sisters in Christ, we love each other and that God's love is flowing into our hearts, we don't have to be bitter, resentful, angry, upset people. God's called us to a much higher place in him. He said, beloved, but leave room for God's wrath. Have you ever thought about God's wrath and how it plays out in this world? Did you know that oftentimes today, we don't really see God's wrath as much as we see the devil's attacks? God says very clearly in his scripture that he has wrath. And I believe that's a big part of the tribulation. When we see after Revelation chapter 4, and Paul's caught up into the heavens, and it says, come up here, and so he's found himself in the courtrooms of God. I believe that those, during that tribulation, God's wrath is going to come on the face of this earth. We're currently only seeing a lot of the enemy's attacks on us. We're in a season of God's grace drawing us in to the very things of God. So do you trust God with your injustice that you have experienced in the public square? That God has...
us
and go before us in all things? Do you trust that he is able and justice like never before? Are you in the place where you can say, God, I trust you. I trust that your wrath and do all the things that are fitting to pleasing you, pleasing God. All right, he says this. Leave room for God's wrath, for it is written, vengeance is mine. Have you ever thought about this, that vengeance belongs to God? Vengeance belongs to God Almighty. Isn't that precious? He owns vengeance. We don't own revenge whatsoever. He owns it. And this is so hard for us to understand, that we can trust him. We can trust him here with every false statement that's made about us as conservatives. We can trust him with every evil plan that they've had for our children or for those around us. We can trust that God is so much more holy than we would ever be able to arrive at ourselves. He is a God of holiness. Vengeance is his. You say, I don't know. Go back and read the book of Ezekiel. Read it really, really slow. Look at nations that try to take vengeance and they weren't called to do it. God took vengeance upon them. And it says over and over, it says, I will do this to correct these nations, including Israel, so that people will know that I am the Lord their God. He finally says this, I will repay, says the Lord God. So if we look at this scripture in its context, God is the one that does paybacks. In verse 17, never pay back evil for evil. Why don't we do that? Because God is the one who repays for evil. So that means I have to tell a lie. I have to say it's okay. No, no. This is where we go the wrong way, people, where we begin to think, I gotta water it down or somehow. When you trust in God's holiness and that he is righteous and he is a good judge, you can relinquish so many of your injustices that you experience. God will be a righteous judge. He won't wink at sin or pass over sin. He won't discipline less. He will show mercy on whom he desires to have mercy. He will show grace on whom he desires to have grace. And he knows when a heart by faith comes before him and turns to him and asks for forgiveness. That's the kind of God we serve, a holy God, a righteous God, a vengeful God, a payback God. He also is a forgiving God, a loving God, and a kind God. You say, well, how can he be all those things? Someone's going to deceive God. They're going to pretend like they've changed, but they really haven't. God knows the heart. His mercy, everything about him is based upon his foreknowledge. He knows it. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I just thank you for your word today. God, let us trust you that you are a vengeful God, a payback God, that we don't have to take our own revenge into our own hands. Forgive us of the injustices that we have caused in others, God. Let mercy and grace flow over our hearts and help us to forgive those who've done injustices to us. We pray this in Jesus Christ's name, I pray. Amen. Go out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that Champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.